today on Real Ghost Stories Online, during a late night canoe ride on the lake, they noticed lights flickering on in their home and a silhouette in the window. An intruder? Not quite. Father speculated that it could be the spectral presence of his late grandmother.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want an ad-free experience of the show, you can get it on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. Shall we jump into a ghost story?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
My name is Kristen. I have been listening to you guys for years, and I've never written in or submitted anything. And I'm sorry, I have a cold right now, and my computer's broken, so I can't type it. I think it's better when you tell them it's spookier. But I have many stories to share, so I'll start it out easy, and I'll tell you about my lake house. I come from a family that have roots back to the 1700s. Our lake house is on one of the Finger Lakes in upstate New York. It was formed by glaciers, former Seneca Indian land. And my great-great-great-grandfather walked, actually literally rode a horse down and built a hotel there that became a house eventually that burned down. And then the new house was built in 1863. It's called Elm Lodge. And I don't know if I want to share the exact Finger Lake in location, but everyone around there knows it's haunted. They hear the stories and they see the ghosts, and nobody there. It's not a secret. Sorry, I just had somebody beep it. So, at Elm Lodge, I'll tell you the simplest story, which made a non-ghost believer a believer. I was out with my best friend. Her name is also Kristen. On a canoe ride one night. And we used to lay when we were like 16 years old out and look at the stars. They were, this was extremely dangerous. The boat could have hit us at any point. We didn't have a light on us. And we would turn out all the lights in the house so that we could see the lights better. This is one of the only locations on Earth where there are no lights to interfere and you can actually see the Milky Way. My brothers had been out at a bar. We weren't old enough to go yet. So we started canoeing back in, and all of a sudden we noticed a light turn on in the bottom downstairs dining room. That caught our attention, and all of a sudden there was a very large figure standing right there watching us. And I thought somebody had broken into the house, and so did she. So we got really low in the canoe, and my instinct was to pull the canoe on shore quietly and run to a neighbor's house. It's a private point. Our only neighbors are old cousins and Tom Golisano, who is a local billionaire who started Paychecks. We were going to hightail it to one of them and call the police. So as we hit the shore, the figure disappeared. It just vanished right before our eyes. and Kristen, I like to call her Chrissy, even though she doesn't like that. She basically fell to her knees on the stones by the lake because she couldn't believe what she just saw. And I had to help her up and into the house. We had to confirm that the light was turned on. It was one of those old lights where you have to, from like the early 1900s where you push it. It's not a flick. You have to push it like a foot. So that's really hard to do, to turn it on. So I conveyed the story to my father, and he said, I know exactly who it was. It was Datch, my great-grandmother. She used to stand in that window. She was very large and full-figured, like stocky, almost like a man, and watch us when we were out boating late at night because she was concerned about us. And since then, our painter, John, has said to us while he was painting outside of the house, what's up with the lady who watches us from the window? And that story has gone all around town, that the woman is watching from the window and there are ghosts watching outside of the windows. So I have many more Elm Lodge stories. That is just the tip of the iceberg. And you let me know how you like my story. And I hope you have a great day.
I don't know that I'd be really keen to be going to the lodge after a lot of these things. I'd be like, yeah, I want to go to like relax, not constantly feel like there's something there or watching me. I guess it all kind of depends, though, how you're interpreting it and feeling about it.
Yeah. And I you know, it sounds like if this spirit is indeed who her father thought it was, it's probably not a bad thing. It's mm-hmm. probably just, you know, something trying to look out for him. But that'll teach you to go out on the lake without any lights, put yourself in danger. You know, great grandma or whoever's up in that window is going to be up there watching you. So don't, mm-hmm. you know, don't do that stuff.
It's not a good idea to do that in general without take ghosts out of the equation. That can be a little bit dangerous. But then you add that, it kind of adds a whole new level of whatever. Or maybe sea creatures in the lake. That could be something to look out for.
Here we go. Here's the imagination kicking in, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen.
Well, I was at a restaurant the other day, a seafood place. And they had a big kraken on the wall, which is the giant squid thing or octopus that, you know, people have talked about that lives in the ocean. And I was talking about, like, yeah, those things actually, you know, they have found, you know, not necessarily them alive, but they found skeletal remains of some of these ginormous sea creatures like this. And there certainly are some that are large, but some of those things that they talked about, you know, in the sailing days of these massive things out in the ocean, they weren't lying. Like, there are weird things out there that we don't even know about. Sometimes our oceans are not explored, but that would be creepy as hell. You know, I always think of that, the tentacles getting around something. That
actually, to me, is scarier than talking about ghosts. Like, when you talk about stuff that could actually be out there, whether it's aliens or mm-hmm. sea creatures or whatever, that's the stuff that creeps me out at night.
I think octopuses are aliens.
Probably. I mean, they're smarter than humans for the most part.
They are. There's something, I saw something on it not that long ago, where there's something about them that is traced to outer space. I don't know exactly. I have to look up what that is. But I would not be surprised if somehow we connected dots and went, yeah, these things were not originally from Earth. How they got here, I don't know. But they do. I mean, if you think of an alien-like being, what's more alien-like than an octopus?
There isn't anything. That's exactly what they'd be like.
Yeah, that's scary. And they are extremely smart. Wait till they take over the world. Wait till they get sick of us.
It'll be like the characters on Simpsons, you know, those two space guys with the tentacles and stuff.
Exactly. That's a perfect example of a Simpsons episode that will come true.
You're right.
Because that's all bound to happen. If Simpsons predicted it, it's going to happen. Yep. So you always got to look back to the Simpsons to see what the future holds. That's going to wrap up this episode. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com, or through Apple Podcasts. to get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.